This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For people like myself about soccer, I'm not anti-soccer guy. I don't have any issues with soccer. It's just not for me. I've tried it. I watched it on television. I know Sporting players. I've been to games. Sporting's always been super nice to me and super nice to the show. I don't got no issues with Sporting. Soccer just ain't my thing. It's just not something I would watch on television repeatedly. If you gave me tickets and go to the game and it's a nice day, I got no problem going. I normally go 1, 2, maybe 3 times a year. I enjoy going. They normally give me tickets. We can sit pretty close. I got no issues with going to it, but I just have no interest in watching it on television. And I've always said this about soccer. If you're like me and you don't really understand the game, it's just hard for me to see the skill in it. Like, the skill in it to me is the people that score. Like, in basketball, you cannot score but have a really exciting play. Like, you can cross somebody over. You can get a big-time block. You can do something that I can see, hey, you're one of the better players on the field. I can never tell you in soccer who's good if they don't score. I have no clue. Legitimately have no clue. You can see it a little bit better when you go, because you can kind of follow the game a little bit differently, and it's a different energy and atmosphere to it, but that's my issue. So I am not anti-soccer. I'm not here to make fun of your rules or none of that. I'm on your side here. It just ain't for me. Text line 913-576-7610. C-Dot, do you collect anything? I collect my home rookie cards. I don't collect anything anymore. I was a shoe guy. I don't like anything long enough to collect it for a long period of time. Like, in college, I was really big into tennis shoes. And then when I got out of college, they wasn't that big of a deal to me anymore. Now, I still get a pair here or two, but it's not my thing like it was when I was in college. I used to collect football and baseball cards as a kid, but I don't really do that anymore. Nah, there's not anything that I collect. I went to like a vinyl phase for like 6 months, 8 months. I kind of got over that. Nah, there's not anything that I would say that I consider myself to be a collector of now. Free stuff. I'm a collector of free stuff. That's what I try to be. Rob, do you collect anything?
Ashley just mentioned soccer guy. I actually collect scarves. I have, 12 scarves in my closet right now.
Okay.
3 Chelsea, 4 USA, and then 5 Sporting KC.
Can you guys bring on David Koechner for Google Family Feud? I don't think David Koechner's coming on the show again. I really don't.
That's one where we cannot get it done.
I don't think he's coming on the show. I don't have any issues with the man, but
I think the issues run the other way.
I don't know if that feeling's mutual with David Koechner or not. I don't know. I don't know the man. I've only talked to him the one time. It was not a good experience for either party. 913-576-7610. What are your favorite fireworks to shoot off personally? I'm a bottle rocket guy. I love bottle rockets. They're quick. They're easy. They go up in the air. They pop. You don't really got to clean up after them when it's over. You know, you drink a pop can or you drink a beer and then you put the, like, I do enjoy bottle rockets. I am a bottle rocket person myself. Who's on the air tomorrow? I actually do not know. I think Bink's doing the midday show. I don't know who's doing our show, actually. I don't know.
I didn't know we were doing local programming tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know.
I honestly have no idea. That's something we should probably know.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not in the business of giving out and giving away company days, especially when there's no sports. Like, if tomorrow was day one for the Major League Baseball season, I'd be here. But there ain't. So I'm taking my Friday. I can't wait to sleep in tomorrow. Especially because Rob's been on me about getting to work on time every day. So I've been here every day on time. You got to give me credit. I've been on time every day for the last 2 weeks.
You have. Now, what's the Chris Rock bit? Am I supposed to credit you for doing what you're supposed to do? Of course you went the speed limit. That's what you're supposed to do.
Because, I mean, I was chronic. Hey, can you get here at 11? I'll be here like 11:10.
There were times you called me like, I'm heading in. I'll see you at 11. 11:30, like, all right, man, what's up? Thought you were meeting me at 11.
Okay, my bad. I'm working on it, though.
It's gotten a lot better. I'm here every day
on time at 10:45 for 2 weeks, two consecutive weeks. I've been here on time. I'm going to continue it. C-Dot, where did you see 4th of July fireworks when you were a kid? I actually never was go see fireworks kid. I always rather have done it myself. I've never been super into it either. I've always been the, hey, we'll do it for a little bit and then I'm ready to go back inside. Like, I never was the, my mom never had to get me this elaborate setup where I needed to enjoy fireworks. That's why I'm happy. Like, the biggest influence I've had over my sister is she is the same way I was as a kid. The exact same way about fireworks. Cool. We'll do it. We'll spend $80. She'll get all the fireworks that she needs. We'll pop them. We'll go back inside and play video games. It's great. I love it. 4th of July is one of my favorite days of the year to spend time with my sister. Great day. She's a girl version of me when it comes to fireworks. Today was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for listening to The Drive. We are back again on Monday. Take care of yourself. It is The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.